This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, then call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Time now to take a look at your Cleveland Browns as they head into their second preseason game on Monday night in Washington against the Redskins. I've got four big question marks for me that I need answered at some time here in this preseason. And yes, the first one is the quarterback position. Who is going to be the starting quarterback on opening day, Sunday, September 7th at Pittsburgh? I think it should be Brian Hoyer. I said that before training camp started. I'm sticking with that. Hoyer started last week in the first preseason game. Mike Pettine announced yesterday that he will start Hoyer again this week against the Redskins, but Johnny Manziel will play with the first unit offense, and they will try and split time with the quarterbacks with that first unit against the Redskins. Hoyer is going to start. I'm hearing he'll go two series. Then Johnny Manziel will come in and go two series with the first team offense, and then after that, it's up in the air, and we'll see how it plays out in the first half with the time remaining after the first four series. What you hope is that both quarterbacks get to go against Washington's first-team defense so you can grade them equally. Right now, Hoyer is ahead of Manziel, but Manziel has an opportunity if he can make some plays with his first-team offense against Washington's first-team defense, maybe to close the gap or even overtake Brian Hoyer for the starting quarterback position, because Mike Pettine has said he would like to name his starting quarterback for opening day before that third preseason game against the Rams so they can put that first team offense out there with the quarterback that will start the season. So a huge game on Monday night in determining who the starting quarterback should be for the Cleveland Browns. Again, for me, I'm sticking with what I said before camp started. I go with Hoyer because of the way the schedule sets up. Game one at Pittsburgh. Do you really want to start a rookie, Johnny Manziel, on the road at the Pittsburgh Steelers home field? I don't think you do. Then your next two games are playoff contending teams as well, the Saints and the Ravens at home. So when you look at the first 3 weeks of your season, you're playing three potential playoff teams. The first game's on the road, but then you have a bye week in week number four. For me, the way I'm going to go about this, and I haven't changed my mind at all, I'm going to let Hoyer start the first three games, play it out, and see what the record is. If the Browns are 3-0 or 2-1, you stay with Brian Hoyer. No question about it. If the Browns are 1-2 or 0-3, then you evaluate the quarterback position during the bye week in week four. And if you want to put Johnny Manziel in for the fourth game of the season in week number five at Tennessee, that gives him that extra week to prepare. That's the way I would go about the quarterback position. I will say this, Rex Grossman, I like the fact that they brought him on board. He can be the quarterback guru for Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, kind of like the way that Gary Danielson was for Bernie Kosar when he was a rookie and learning a new offense. So a good move of bringing Grossman in, but if the Browns end up playing Rex Grossman at quarterback, going to be a very long season for the Cleveland Browns. Another question mark for me as I look at the Browns going into this second preseason game, the wide receiver position. Maybe bigger than the quarterback position as far as being a huge question mark and not knowing what's going to happen. Josh Gordon has an abdominal strain, hasn't practiced this week up until this day when we're taping this podcast on Friday, and still waiting to find out what his suspension is going to be. So he's going to be out. Looks like Nate Burleson is still hurt. He's out. Miles Austin, Andrew Hawkins, Travis Benjamin, Anthony Armstrong. Yeah, I know none of these guys really put the fear of God in any defenses, right? Charles Johnson, Marlon Moore, Taylor Gabriel, Willie Snead, Jonathan Krause. Those are the wide receivers that Hoyer and Manziel are going to be throwing to on Monday night against the Redskins. And for the most part, a group of those guys, they're going to make up the starting receiving core for the Cleveland Browns as they head into that September 7th opener against the Steelers. This was their biggest weakness in the offseason. They knew about Gordon's situation and he could be suspended for the year going into the draft, and they ignored it. They didn't draft anybody. They didn't feel the need to use a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, even a third-round pick on a wide receiver, and it's come back to haunt them. In my opinion, this is their biggest weakness, especially if Gordon is lost for the season. Can you really count on Miles Austin and Nate Burleson and Andrew Hawkins? When you look at those three, last year, Hawkins had 12 catches, Austin 24 catches, and Nate Burleson 39 catches. And out of the three of them, they totaled one touchdown grab last year. The weakest position on the team, without question, is the wide receiver position. What are they going to do about it? Are they going to wait till other teams maybe cut some veteran wide receivers? That's a possibility, and that may be the best way to go about it, because it doesn't sound like they're going to make a trade for a wide receiver. So for me, this is the biggest question mark out of all of them, because at least at quarterback, you have Brian Hoyer, who started three games for the Browns last year, won all three starts, had a quarterback rating of 82.6. At least you get a good feel for that. While Austin and Burleson have put up some numbers in the past, they can't stay healthy. And Hawkins, this is a guy you really are banking on, hoping on having a big season, but you really don't know. And Travis Benjamin is more of a return guy than a receiver. So the receiver position may be the weakest of any team in the National Football League if Josh Gordon doesn't play this year for the Cleveland Browns. The running back position, I feel a little bit better about, but I'm wondering, can the running back position produce enough on offense to take some of the pressure off whoever the quarterback is, be it Hoyer, Manziel, or Grossman? I like the way they went about it in the offseason, picking up Ben Tate in free agency, and then they drafted a running back to back him up in Terrence West in the third round. I like that, I guess, recipe, if you will, in putting the running back position together. But if you can't throw the football, with the question marks at the wide receiver position, teams are going to stack eight in the box, and they're going to try and take away your run and force you to throw the football. So these running backs, they're going to have to produce at a high rate in order for this Browns offense to be successful. Yes, some of that falls on the offensive line of Schwartz, Greco, Mack, Bitonio, and Thomas, but still, can these running backs withstand the punishment if they're going to be a run-dominant football team? That is a question mark for me. And the last question mark I have going into this Washington Redskins game on Monday night and into the regular season is the linebacker position. Spent a lot of money the last couple of years on the linebacker position. Last year, big bucks to unrestricted free agent Paul Kruger. This year, it was Carlos Dansby in free agency they gave big bucks to come in. Will those two impact this defense the way the Browns think they can? Kruger last year, for me, for what they paid him, I think he had 4.5 sacks. I wouldn't call him a complete bust, but he was a major disappointment last year. Carlos Dansby has touted himself as the best middle linebacker in the National Football League. Well, we're going to see, and the Browns need him to be that. The guy that I think could surprise everybody, and I've got him projected as a starter, is last year's first-round pick, Barkevius Mingo. This is a guy put on a little bit of weight. Does he have trouble against the run still? Yes, he does. But his main job is going to be what? Go get the quarterback, sack the quarterback, tip some balls, create some fumbles, create some turnovers. And if Mingo can do that and you get the veteran play out of Dansby and Kruger that you're expecting for the money that you're paying them in free agency, then the linebacking core could be pretty solid. But it's still a question mark as they're coming together really for the first year with Dansby in the middle and Mingo maybe as a focal point in that linebacking core. So I'll be watching that linebacking core very closely on Monday night when the first team Browns defense goes against RG3 and the first team Redskins offense. So those are my four big question marks that I need answers to as we go into this Washington Redskins game on Monday night. Hope you enjoyed the Rotary Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or you can check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.